We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, happy viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santeni, Tapiraquai, Channel 30. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Andanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Andanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40, formerly 24, in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hob Province, Channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel Z26 on Alpha Tenger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbacher, Selenk Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Elha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a world-famous multinational company based in the USA presents a plan to create healthier cities. In business news, jeans are made in North Korea for a Swedish company. In environmental news, a painting contest in Formosa or Taiwan highlights the need to protect our planet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 30th, is the birthday of His Majesty King Abdullah II Ibn Hussein, King of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, born in Amman, Jordan in 1962. Reigning since 1999, His Majesty's initiatives include educational enhancement as well as information technology and economic development. His Majesty is also dedicated to peace in the Middle East. Reducing the effects of global warming by increasing sustainable energy is another commitment of His Majesty. We respectfully appreciate all Your Majesty's efforts to improve our world. May Allah bless Your Majesty King Abdullah II Ibn Hussein with a joyous and grace-filled birthday.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. Amid the despair of the 150,000 perished and countless survivors still in need following the destructive January 12th earthquake, a light of hope was seen with the miracle of a 16-year-old Haitian girl who emerged from the rubble alive 15 days after the original disaster. Hundreds of thousands who have been rendered homeless are also grateful to God that they have survived. However, the majority are still lacking daily food, shelter and medical care, both in Port-au-Prince and surrounding regions.
My village is the worst place I see.
Then people living down there, they need some food. They need rice, they need beans, they need water, they need to see a doctor, they need to go to the hospital.
Greatly concerned for the victims, Supreme Master Qinghai has made several immediate donations that so far totaled $60,000, sending our association's relief team to help ease people's suffering by delivering pain relief as well as surgical and medical care. Including contributions from our international association members, the total donation for Haiti's earthquake relief is currently more than $237,000, an amount that could acquire $8.5 million in needed materials if bought in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living.
Our association's relief team members, most of whom covered their own expenses to travel from the United States, Indonesia, and other countries, are working with the Dominican Civil Defense and Haitian Red Cross to provide much-needed post-operative care as well as purchase supplies, prepare vegan meals, and go to underserved locations.
Donc il a besoin des médicaments, des fois il y a quelqu'un qui a besoin de faire des opérations, il y a des enfants aussi qui a besoin des médicaments et aussi des psychologues de la nourriture et des traitements de l'eau aussi.
Per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in Haiti.
Supermaster TV, on est présentement.
In Haiti, we need help now.
January 28, 2010, regarding earthquake in Haiti, most beloved master. After gathering much-needed medical supplies and foods, additional members from the relief team arrived in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic on January 25th and were escorted by Dominican Civil Defense members to the earthquake epicenter in Port-au-Prince.
The medical team had the privilege to work with other volunteers from around the world, as well as Haitians at Dequeny Hospital Adventiste in Carrefour, one of the largest hospitals and among the few facilities still standing after the earthquake. People are working day and night caring for patients from infants to elders. Our cooking team was able to provide the first warm, delicious vegan meals for doctors and patients who until then had been eating only nuts, energy bars, and small food rations.
We are also having up to 5,000 pounds of dried soy protein and seasonings, along with rice cookers, burners, woks, and utensils for cooking and volume, shipped to Santo Domingo. This will allow us also to share food and Master's love with many refugees staying next to the hospital and more in remote areas as well.
In addition, team members treated the injured in several of the tent cities where the need for medical care is so critical. We found out that there are many cases that Haitian people are still waiting for aid.
We will check for more remote areas where help is urgently needed and provide for these brothers and sisters in need. Despite the devastation in this populous city, the Haitian people have been deeply appreciative of Master's help. Their resilience shines even in the face of much hardship. We thank Master for giving us strength and courage to serve. We love you very much. You are in our thoughts and prayers always. Relief Team in Haiti.
Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to bring these details to our viewers, as well as our association's foreign group for sharing this report. We are grateful to the Red Cross, Dominican Civil Defense, and all emergency personnel for their dedicated help to the Haitian people. We also appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional support of the most vulnerable and our association's relief team's caring service.
Our prayers that the resilient spirit of the Haitian people are met with heaven's protection as we look forward to the day when the environment is restored through our kinder treatment of all beings.
Earthquakes rock East Timor, the Philippines, and Indonesia. In the early hours of Thursday, January 27th, East Timor was jolted by a 5.5 magnitude tremor that struck 157 kilometers southwest of the capital Dili. Within the same time frame, a strong 6.0 magnitude quake rumbled the eastern region of the Philippines, 156 kilometers east of the municipality of Virac. Also that morning, Indonesia was shaken by a magnitude 5.0 earthquake centered 212 kilometers southwest of Silikap, Central Java. Thankfully, no injuries or damage were reported and no tsunami warning issued. We are grateful to know of the safety of the affected residents. May our more considerate eco-friendly actions help renew the stability of our earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Honduran president assumes office. During his inauguration ceremony on Wednesday, January 27th, President Porfirio Lobo Sosa pledged to restore unity and stability to the country. As he signed an amnesty decree for those involved in last year's military coup, the president stated, "The Honduran family begins the process of reconciliation. Our respectful congratulations on your new role, Your Excellency. Wishing you the best in furthering peace and a flourishing future for all Hondurans."
70 countries pledged support for Afghanistan's autonomy.
This conference marks the beginning of the transition process, agreeing the necessary conditions under which we can begin district by district, province by province, the transferring of responsibility for security from international forces to Afghan forces and Afghan people.
Following an announcement by the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund to forgive $1.6 billion in Afghan debt, a meeting held on Thursday, January 28th, brought together delegates from 70 countries who pledged $500 million in further assistance. With Afghanistan's government being noted for implementing reforms despite a very challenging environment, the meeting attendees affirmed their intent to help the nation resume control of security in certain provinces within a year and regain complete autonomy within 5 years.
We all recognize the urgency of improving security in Afghanistan. Thus, security in Afghanistan needs a broader, more comprehensive approach towards security in the region, and the causes that give rise to insecurity.
Are looking to see as well for the future things like how we support the rule of law, building the infrastructure of government. Those are the things the European Union has a strong track record in doing, and where I believe we can help the country and really make a difference.
Our sincere appreciation, and heaven bless your excellencies, World Bank, International Monetary Fund, and all nations for your generosity and support of Afghanistan's emerging stability. May the gentle Afghan people soon enjoy a harmonious society with prosperity and fulfillment for all.
New Zealand government calls in intense dairy factory farm plan. After hearing the public and political concerns regarding a proposed introduction of dairy factory farms into New Zealand, Environment Minister Nick Smith has halted the plan while a special board of inquiry is set up by the Ministry of Environment to evaluate its national impact. Meanwhile, New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key expressed concern to the Parliament about the potential environmental damage of such intensive farming practices. Your Excellencies, our appreciation for your proactive decision and reconsideration of the detrimental impacts of factory farming. We pray that further knowledge will lead to the wise decision of foregoing animal farming altogether for the conservation of both resources and precious lives.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production:
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Ristin virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Russia announces a new propulsion system for space projects. The Kremlin has allocated around $560 million to develop a new powering system capable of launching spacecraft 2 to 4 times the weight of the current 5 to 6 ton vehicles. The greater power will also propel the craft to further destinations in space, such as Mars and beyond, with a test ship expected to be ready by 2015. A big bravo, Russia, for your commitment to bringing humans beyond our current frontiers. With our best wishes for success, we look forward to future developments that transport us ever closer to our planetary neighbors in space.
Australian boy saves father from drowning. After Father Jason Van Hooft of Melbourne accidentally collided underwater with his son's leg in the pool, the blow to his head caused him to begin to go in and out of consciousness. Weighing only 25 kilograms and just learning to swim, 8-year-old Cameron in his life jacket sprang into action and dragged his 130 kilogram dad to the edge of the pool where he began performing resuscitation.
After his father was safely revived, Cameron noted that he had overcome his fears of the water and said, "I had to keep his head up. I'm not a hero. I was just looking after dad." Mr. Van Hooft said he was very proud of his son's actions. "We join in admiring salute, young Cameron, for your selfless courage in saving your dad. May you both be blessed in God's grace and each other's love."
Save our planet. New York Times reports on being veg to save the planet. Since the December 2009 International Climate Change Summit in Copenhagen, Denmark, discussions continue to address the ever more pressing matter of halting global warming. In an article published in the New York Times on January 24th entitled "Stop Eating Meat and Save the Planet," author James Cantor acknowledged the growing number of people raising awareness of the vegan diet as a solution to global warming, including members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. He wrote,
"Delegates arriving at the gates of the climate conference in Copenhagen last month were met by women in furry animal suits holding placards showing pictures of lambs, cows, and pigs, warning, 'Don't eat me.' The women were representatives of Supreme Master Qinghai, the leader of a group that advocates adherence to precepts including following vegan diets. As they lined up for hours in freezing conditions, many of the delegates seemed grateful for the neatly wrapped snacks, meat-free sandwiches, that the women were handing out freely. Followers of Supreme Master Qinghai say that one of her principal goals is to fight environmental disasters, and her representatives in Copenhagen spread the message that methane, which is belched in large quantities by cows and other livestock raised for the meat and dairy industries, is among the most potent planet-warming gases."
Mr. Cantor went on to state that being veg to halt climate change goes beyond being a spiritual matter, as he cited others who have also identified the livestock industry as a primary cause of global warming. These include former Beatles member Sir Paul McCartney and chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, along with international campaigns like Meat Free Mondays, as well as a recent World Watch Institute report showing that over half of the world's greenhouse gas emissions arise from the meat industry.
"We thank James Cantor and the New York Times for helping inform society about this urgent matter of our times. With such awareness being brought to the attention of the public, surely we all can swiftly and conscientiously transition to the earth-saving vegan lifestyle."
Speaking at a September 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke of the media's potential to engage in such noble endeavors as bringing more awareness of issues like global warming.
"This is exactly the role the media should have, like that of the true, honest friend to human society, warning everyone of any harmful situation, bringing new connections and data to light, like the urgent link between meat and global warming, giving chances for people to choose a better way of life and being a brave voice, a heroic voice, especially for the voiceless, including animals who suffer so much, so much, because we are all related and affected. The world needs the media's noble service and leadership. So please, again, once more, I ask all the courageous journalists to do what you do best. Tell the truth about how we are to save the planet. Please, tell as many people as you can through your profession and otherwise to be veg, to do good and be good and save our planet. Be the fine example for the world."
Save our planet. The European Parliament Agriculture Committee discusses how to achieve sustainable farming practices, including reducing greenhouse gases from livestock, which reportedly account for 1/3 of all European Union agricultural emissions.
Feibao Planet, China's State Oceanic Administration releases a report stating that in the past 3 decades alone, the sea level has risen over 70 millimeters along the nation's coastal areas.
Save Our Planet, Norway's electric car company Think, is partnering with battery charging specialist AeroVironment to develop a product capable of recharging a car's electric battery to 80% of capacity within 15 minutes.
Save Our Planet. Chief Minister of Delhi, Sheila Dixit, announces that the Indian city is making plans to promote eco-friendly cycling commutes through streetscaping and specially designated lanes.
Hello, I am Laffy the Saola with a tip of the day. Oh, and I'm vegan, which means I don't eat any animal products. One way to save money is to minimize the clothes you buy. You can still have a great wardrobe by making sure that the clothing you do get can be mixed and matched well. For example, if you have several shirts, ties, and pants that all look good together, you can switch them around for a wide variety of outfit choices. That same idea works for jackets, blouses, and skirts as well. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In technology news, leading American company International Business Machines, or IBM, presents a plan to create healthier cities in the next 5 to 10 years. Based on new trends and emerging IBM technologies, 5 basic areas have been addressed. These include an improved ability of scientists to monitor and prevent infections and communicable diseases. Also, smarter systems will enable buildings to react like living organisms to save resources and reduce emissions. In addition, advanced systems will reduce water waste by as much as 50%. Our heartfelt thanks, IBM, for working to make our cities safer and more sustainable places to live. May humanity's adoption of the vegan diet and earth-friendly measures bring about a harmonious and long-living planet.
In business news, North Korea-made jeans are available in Sweden. 1,100 pairs of Noco jeans, the first brand of denims made in North Korea, are being marketed in Stockholm. The founders of the Noco Jeans Company, Mr. Tor Rauden Kelstegen and Mr. Jakob Olsen and Mr. Jakob Astum, said that they inaugurated the enterprise to enhance contact with the East Asian nation. Kudos, Mr. Tor Rauden Kelstegen, Mr. Jakob Olsen, and Mr. Jakob Astum, and your partners in North Korea on your successful endeavor. May warm relations between all nations lead to a peaceful future on Earth. Coming up on Noteworthy News, 300 junior high schools in Formosa or Taiwan participate in a global warming awareness painting contest. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be back. Please stay tuned for more valuable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a caring world. In environmental news, a Formosan or Taiwanese painting contest addresses the dangers of global warming. Under the guidance of the Ministry of Education of Formosa, the Taiwan Institute of Sustainable Energy sponsored a climate change painting competition for junior high school students. Over 2,200 pictures from 300 junior high schools in Formosa were entered. Three awardees, together with those receiving certificates of merit and honorable mention, were chosen. Attending the prize ceremony, held at Taipei Dunan Elite Bookstore, were dignitaries including His Excellency Dr. Lin Chongming, Political Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Education, Formosa, who is a vegan, and Ms. Xiao Huijin, Executive Secretary of Environmental Protection Administration.
你看，整个地球暖化越来越严重。
A few of the award recipients describe their creative works.
现在就是看新闻就看到很多北极熊没有家，越来越危险，然后海平面上升，很多岛国就是快要被淹没了，觉得很危险，所以吃素食或许是可以帮助这些环境保护的问题。对，然后我就帮他加一个。
Congratulations, Formosan or Taiwanese junior high students, for your outstanding art showing how important it is we protect our Earth. Our sincere thanks, Ministry of Education of Formosa or Taiwan, the Taiwan Institute of Sustainable Energy, and local dignitaries for your support of the eager efforts and visions of the young. May we all transition to the compassionate lifestyle to establish a loving planet for future generations.
Please join us for a good laugh with a joke told in Creole entitled Minister's Duties.
Après que prêche la fini, yon mom dans l'église là, tap ton après que l'autre mom l'église yo, te fin by pasteur à la main pendant que yo tap sorti. Pasteur a remarqué jeune homme qui t'attend là, comme youn nan jeune homme que li te marié plusieurs mois avant. Pendant que jeune homme nan tap bay pasteur à l'en main, li mandé. Pasteur, est-ce que ou quoi que yon moun ta de profiter de yore l'autre moun? Certainement pas, pasteur répond. Eh bien, nan ka sa, est-ce que ou ka remet moins $50 que moins te ba ou a pour te ka marié moins? Hein?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Television, my name is Brandy. Thank you for all your hard work in trying to save the world and encouraging everyone to become vegan. I promise that I will try to help as much as possible too. Brandy from Adelaide, Australia.
Helpful, Brandy. It is very appreciated that you are committed to saving our planet. Just by being vegan yourself and encouraging others to follow the Earth-saving diet, you are making a very significant contribution. Time is running out, and the plant-based diet is our key to planetary survival. With God's love to you and the kind people of Australia.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May divine love grace your heart and elevate your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Cuba's ambassador to Russia, Juan Valdez Figueroa, presents the Order of Solidarity, the country's highest honor, to former Russian Prime Minister Yevgeny Primakov for his long-standing solidarity and friendship.
Pakistan Foreign Ministry spokesperson Abdul Basit announces that his country is launching an effort to encourage all levels of the Afghan Taliban toward reconciliation for greater regional stability.
US-based Touch Bionics develops a new technology that assists those who are missing fingers or hands to regain independence by converting electrical signals from the forearm into bionic finger movements.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez and Qatari Emir His Highness Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani sign an agreement to boost cooperation between commercial enterprises of the two countries.
During a meeting in Sochi, Russia, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas discuss their countries' relations as well as the peace process in the Middle East.
Representatives of spiritual leader His Holiness the Dalai Lama arrive in China to resume talks on the political status of the Himalayan region.
as part of ongoing developments in diplomatic relations with Uzbekistan. Sultan Qaboos bin Said of Oman signs a decree for an Omani embassy to open in Tashkent, Uzbekistan this year.
U.S. researchers discover that medium levels of physical activity lower the risk of developing cognitive problems, while high-intensity exercise can actually help improve mild cognitive disorders in the elderly.
A Sudanese delegation at mediated peace talks in Doha. Qatar states that the country is willing to negotiate with any Darfur group, calling for discussions to be successfully concluded prior to the upcoming April 2010 election.
Their Majesties King Juan Carlos and Queen Sophia of Spain hold a banquet in honor of His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan as the leaders discuss their wish to further their country's cooperation in various fields.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.